Hello.
And Matt Bradshaw.
G'day.
And welcome to you.
Hi.
Fancy seeing you here.
I think it's interesting that the word circus meaning what it is, meaning what it does. And then they call things like two or three ring circus, given that circus is circus. It's a circuit. It's like meant to be in a round, yet it's a two ring or three ring or however many rings the circus has.
Ah.
Yeah.
Why do they call them however many ring circuses?
Well, because they would... Have you been to a circus? Like a... You know, one
I've never been to one that's had more than one ring.
Ah, so three ring has three. So it has like the main bit and then one off to the side here and one off to the side here.
That's
so
why they would call them that.
While they were doing something here and they were prepping up the next act over here and then they would do something in the middle and they would prep stuff off. So like clowns would do something over there while they were getting ready for the cages of the lions and then they would take the cages down while they were doing something over there and prep that,
Yeah, right.
I remember going to a three-ring circus when I was about six, I think, and sneezing, because of the sawdust and the animals, and just like, I went with my nana, took me, I was like, I hate this, this is horrible. They had lions and tigers and bears and all kinds of Wizard of Oz characters, but oh, I hated it.
Oh my, indeed. Poor thing. Oh.
I don't know.
That stinks.
It did. Yeah. That's how I remember it.
I like animal smells.
Speaking of animal smells, I hit a dog yesterday.
You what?
No, I didn't smack it. I hit it with a car.
Our dog?
Yeah, a neighbour's dog.
Oh,
ran
shit.
Ran out of the driveway when I was driving by.
Shit, dude. And?
Broken pelvis.
No! Mm. Oh, buddy, no.
Yeah, not nice. But, you know, alive, which is... Yeah, it was not...
Oh,
shit.
God. Mm. What sort of dog?
Cocker Spaniel.
Mm. Like, almost the cutest of all dogs.
Yeah, actually the cutest of all, I reckon they are.
Oh, man.
Yeah, other than that, it's been a good few days.
Oh, you poor fella. I'm sorry to hear
that.
How
are you? Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't killed anything recently.
Neither have I.
There you go. Yeah.
I've, I'll tell you what, I'm feeling a bit rough. I haven't had coffee for over 72 hours.
How many? How many hours?
Over 72.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly.
I thought you might know exactly.
No, but that's a little bit of a
who's counting game.
I feel like I'm ill from
really?
It. Yeah.
You're so sensitive.
I really am. What's with that? I could write a whole EP about this.
Only it wouldn't be what everyone thought it was about.
No, so. But it was, you know, clearly a breakup of some kind. So, I mean, thematically, I'm used to it.
I think it is what we think it's about.
Mm. I can't quit you.
I didn't think it was about that.
Well, it might be. I don't know. I haven't written it yet. I'm just brainstorming now.
Speaking of Brendan Ford.
What?
You asked how he hurt his back.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other name?
Taylor Sheridan.
Taylor Sheridan. It makes his own bed sheets. Which, I don't know who this person is, or both of those people, but, and all I can say is, my name is Dominic Giuseppe Italiano. I've had a fair share of people making fun of my name over the years.
No, these are new people that have come on board for the Space Between Notes agency.
Which is your
booking agency
yeah. For musical endeavours.
Yeah, and other bits and pieces.
Yeah, because you're doing stuff. Some... single ring circus acts?
I'm doing some single ring circus acts, yeah. Yeah. Aerial acts and...
Other members of the Disney Princess catalogue?
Yeah, good.
Good?
Good, good, good. Yeah.
I watched Tangled the other night. Have you seen Tangled?
Never seen it.
It's
I'm aware
great.
Of its work.
It's wonderful.
Rapunzel?
Yeah. Or as my niece says, Wapunzel.
That's cute.
Yeah. So I went there and... I went to my mum and dad's and my youngest
well, my brother's youngest two kids were there. So I just sat on the couch with two kids, just watched Rapunzel the whole time, and occasionally ate M&Ms. Because they were like, we have M&Ms. And of course, kids get exactly what they want.
Yep.
And it was a great movie, funny.
So I believe.
Yeah.
A couple of years old?
Yeah.
More.
I was definitely around when I was still projecting filmage.
Right.
6, 7 years old.
What about this?
What?
For a... Oh, actually, you know what? Let's do a jingle.
That's why God made the movie.
Yeah,
we're live.
Have you heard about this Star Wars tie-in?
The what?
With the new film coming out, Star Wars film coming out, there's been a new product tie-in.
Right.
I don't think it's officially sanctioned by the Disney company. It's a range of sex toys.
Right.
I'm not making this up.
No, okay.
Yeah. Yo Dildo? No, Dildoda.
Right.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Be fine.
Hand Solo?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Chewbacca one?
There was one more, and I can't think of what it was. I mean, I can't believe they missed out Princess Leia.
Well, I think that was pretty obvious.
Because she's dead?
No.
Oh.
No. She's not dead, is she?
What?
Well, Carrie Fisher is,
yeah.
But yeah. No, Princess Leia's not.
Nah.
Not with the magic of...
metal
stuff.
Bikinis, no.
Did you ever see that Friends episode where...
Probably not.
I really dug that show. And,
really?
Yeah, it was fun. It was light.
Mm.
Yeah. I liked it because it knew what it was, and it was, like, that's what I have to say. This is why I almost never get disappointed by a film. Notwithstanding the new Star Wars film, because I don't have to pay to see them, and I realise with downloading most people don't have to, but because I get free cinema tickets, I've never had to pay, so I've never gone and going, right, give me my $18 worth, right? So one of the things that happens when you don't have to pay like that is you can watch something and see it for what its intention is. And I felt, so, you know, you might watch like a Dude Where's My Car or something like that, or, you know, those Ron Burgundy films or whatever, and enjoy them because they're meant to be ridiculous and stupid, and they succeed. And it's not like it's going against your preference for what a film should be like. It's like, oh, this isn't a film. This is, you know, this is annoying me.
Sure.
And that's what I like about Friends. It's like, this is... like, it knows what it is and it achieves that. It doesn't try to be something else. So it's not trying to be the X-Files or compare itself to the X-Files. Because if it tried to be something in that genre in that way, it would fail dismally because it's nowhere near as good.
Sure.
So that's why I like Friends. Anyway, the point is, there's a Friends episode and Ross and Rachel, like, talk about what their fantasies are. And you never find out really what his is until, like, the end credits, and then she comes out with the Princess Leia bikini. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my issue
Where's it
with
better?
Friends has... really?
Way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. My issue with Friends has always been just that it felt like very lazy writing and TV making, where they
really?
Would... Well, they would have a scene that existed solely for the purpose of a joke.
Ah, sure.
Like, literally a 20-second scene. That's just set up, punchline, move on to the next thing.
Mm.
And it just felt disjointed and not great storytelling, even within the frame of a sitcom.
I think you're right, particularly later in the years.
Yeah, I think it had a golden age, and there's certainly lots of episodes of Friends that I really liked. I thought it was kind of did this.
But I think, I mean, once you're familiar with the characters and once you know their story arc and everything like that, it's like, yeah, you can write like that. You can get meta like that way. And because the core of your audience knows everything about, so, like, you know, you don't have to educate them.
Yeah, and of course.
You just kind of go, right, we can just give punchlines because people know these characters.
Mm.
We, you know, we're expecting Chandler to do something. So instead of setting it up, we just let him do it. And then we'll go on. So you're right, yeah. particularly, I probably haven't seen most of the last 4 or 5 years. No. The first 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I used to date someone who was a massive fan, so we had them all. 10 seasons? 11 seasons?
Sorry, being a
yeah, I know what you're being. You don't have to explain yourself to me, mate. I understand.
This is lack of coffee is killing me.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll get there. To explain to people why on earth would I do something as ridiculous to stop drinking coffee, particularly when I love it so much, is I'm thinking even in the last episode, I said just have not been sleeping. And getting to... I feel like I've been camping for the last 2 weeks. I don't know if you've ever been camping and like you're out in the middle of nowhere in the bush and you just don't sleep all night, and it gets to be 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and now you're so exhausted from not sleeping, you eventually fall asleep and just then have that dribble sleep till like 10, 11 o'clock, but you're still only getting 4 hours sleep. That's what I've been for the last 2 weeks. So I just don't know what to do. I've taken every, you know, thing I could possibly take, the sleep tablets and whatnot, just not sleeping. So
those sleep tablets don't work.
Well,
valerian, shmalerian, yeah. I say. I don't care. Natural remedies.
Yeah, other stuff too. You know, magnesium and all. I'm trying to do what you know is good, but it's not working, and I'm not sleeping. And
I hate camping.
Yeah.
Every time I've been camping, I've gotten wet.
Right.
And sometimes.
Not in a good way.
Sometimes it hasn't even rained. Because you have your tent and you have your fly,
your
don't
condensation,
you?
Yeah.
And then if they touch, then you get wet.
Yeah.
Or if it rains, you get wet.
Why would they be touching? You obviously not.
If you set your tent up poorly.
Right, so, yeah, you do have to kind of break through that learning phase of tenting, camping, to just make that stuff not happen.
Everything's cramped and bullshit.
Yeah. I'm not like many things that happened in my last relationship, I eventually got good at it and therefore was like, well, it's actually all right. But would prefer not to. Am I really weird now that I've been on some of those dating sites and they match you up with based on like questions, you know, like a million questions you answer, and I literally like everyone I get matched up with is literally my ex-girlfriend, loves camping, loves doing this. I was like, oh,
how many questions do you have to answer for one of those sites?
Oh, it depends what it is. Some of them is like million, you know, like 100 odd.
Really?
Yeah.
How odd?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. 100.
101. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I've had one of those. Can I have something to get from, please?
Yeah, stuff to answer. Start answering those questions differently.
I know. It's interesting.
Stop saying you like camping.
I don't like camping.
Oh. Well, stop saying you do.
I don't.
I think you must have.
What have you done this week?
Well, speaking of the agency, Space Between Notes, I booked a lot of gigs.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Good man.
But it's amazing how time consuming it is.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking maybe it's slightly more time consuming because you are efficient, unlike many agents who you just get a fucking text message from. Which, you know, works.
Yeah, the writing of a contract or worksheet kind of thing actually doesn't take that long. I can't quite fathom that I sat in front of my computer for 6 hours 2 days ago, and that's all I did all day.
You're supposed to work in front of it. You don't just sit in front of it.
Yeah, really. Stop masturbating. That's not working. I mean, it was working. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you hand solo. So
it's a hard, hard drive.
It's a hard rain that's going to fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better and than having a floppy disk.
And back to Brokeback Mountain.
What?
Huh.
Anyway, you...
We were discussing Taylor Sheridan before as well.
Well, yes.
And you assumed that it was a girl's name.
Yeah, that's because of that song.
Which song?
You know,
Taylor was a good girl, never went.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the Swift one. And all the other ones.
Oh, yeah. She's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at her app since I downloaded it.
What app?
The Taylor Swift app.
Swift has an app.
Dude.
Swiftie has an app.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's called the Swift Life.
Right. What did she teach you how to do in it? You don't know because you haven't looked at it yet. You're looking at it now?
I am looking at it now.
Okay. Matt's showing it to the camera.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm showing it to the microphone.
What does it do? What does she teach you?
I can't remember. I looked at it on the first day because it just made me laugh. I must have been just before Christmas because I seem to recall I wrote a post that said Christmas came early and so did I.
I don't think it's that kind of app.
No, but it's T-Swizzle. I don't know. I think it's...
Stop playing with your phone on the podcast.
I think it's like a dating site
for people who only want to date Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift fans.
I mean, let's face it. It's we've all got a chance.
9-year-olds.
We've all got a chance, haven't we? She's prolific.
Actually, it's my profile picture, but I've actually written my name as Kevin Spacey. It's weird. So
that is weird. I'll ask you questions. I'll ask you some questions.
Okay. Like dating site questions?
No.
Then if you want to date me, you just got to say.
I don't. I'm already your friend. I know you well enough. I don't want to date you.
How dare you, what? Sir?
No, I think that's a reasonable thing for me to say.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Come on.
Right, so All the Money in the World had that, which is the movie, which had had Kevin Spacey in it, but because of his controversy, the director, probably the film studio, but the director's, which is... Mr. Gladiator guy, what's his name? Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
They decided that they were going to recast and reshoot with Christopher Plummer. Pretty handy guy to get in, right? But they did it apparently in about 10 days. And so I've got two questions for you. One is relating to the decision to do that, right? What do you think about that? And two, apparently Michelle Williams said, who is one of the co-stars, yeah, I'll just tell me when and where I'll come and do it. And Mark Wahlberg's gone, I want more money. And
that's
he's
the question
getting,
I was about to ask you.
And he's so. Getting reamed over that. Right? Notwithstanding the idea that, I mean, there's that balance of, well, she's gone, I'll just... Yeah, look, I've already been paid. Let's just sort out and get the movie done. And he's gone, oh, fuck that. You don't want to come to work for 10 days.
Hmm.
And it's amazing to me that anyone's getting painted in the light of being a saint or a sinner in that scenario. What do you think about it? So, A, about reshoots. And
about reshoots in general and whether people should get paid for them.
No, about because of the reshoots and why they decided to do it.
Okay. That the Kevin Spacey example particularly...
Well, in particular, because yeah, that's the film.
It yeah. is... I actually can't remember the particulars of the case, so I probably shouldn't make too many unqualified comments about it, but... In general, the stuff that you and I were chatting about it outside after a gig the other night, what has happened in Hollywood to start with, and then in the greater part of the entertainment world, is fucking unbelievable to me, what has all of a sudden transpired. You know, and now...
Oh, just with it coming out.
Yeah.
And then the...
I don't mean with it all of a sudden beginning to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, because it's clearly happened forever.
Of course.
Yeah. It happens in every industry to men and women. It's happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, you were telling me that remarkable story. I don't know how I feel about it. I am prepared to make offhand jokes about it because. None of it actually affects me.
And, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, tragedy plus time equals comedy. But the idea that... I mean, I guess he was guilty. And so there needs to be some sort of comeuppance. And so now he's getting it. So he gets cut out of this film. I suppose that's what had to happen, in inverted commas. It feels so weird to me. that the court of public opinion holds such fantastic sway that these decisions get made like that. That was overnight.
Yeah.
That he was pulled and... Again, the Craig McLaughlin thing. Overnight.
Yeah. I mean... Okay, so moving on from that. So what about the pay thing? Because it brings up the conversation about the gender pay gap, which is irrelevant. It's not actually got nothing to do with
it.
I just love the way the kind of the fake news, you know, the clickbait websites. I love the way they go after it.
I didn't know anything about it. Until
it's like apparently it's poor form for Marky Mark just to get paid to go to work again for 10 days, like before Christmas. You know, like it'd be literally like I got shit to do, like. Yeah. You want me to come and do it?
Yeah, I think.
And I
think
won
with so many things in this world. You would have heard me often use the phrase "You don't ask, you don't get."
Yeah.
I suppose he had them over a barrel a bit. They needed to do these reshoots, and he said, "I'm not coming to do it unless you pay me." I mean, let's assume that's how the conversation went. But essentially, that's how the conversation went.
Yeah.
We need you to do reshoots. I need you to pay me. We're not going to pay you, or we are going to.
Because I would assume most films. I mean, obviously, I'm not. I'm an actor, I don't do stuff like, but I assume most films in the contract have, if we need to do reshoots based on these
you'd have thought so
based on these circumstances, reshoots in this time frame, you need to make yourself available, and that time frame is therefore expired and the circumstances are different. And he's, and I wonder if there's any scenario going, well, with him saying I don't agree with reshooting it for the reasons that you want to do it, so if you want me to do it, you pay me,
I suppose.
That's hypothetical. I wonder how I would feel in that situation.
But her not asking for the money, not asking for more money to come back and do reshoots, surely it's just horses for courses, just people do what they do.
My vibe on it's like,
oh, that's
no
issue. That's me answering the question.
No issue with her saying, well, whatever we need to do to get it done. Yeah. I'm that guy. Like, we get here tonight, like, we're thinking we're starting at 9:30. They go, actually, you know, can you start at 10:30 and finish an hour later? Because, you know, when the band finishes, everyone leaves and we're still open for a few hours. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, sure.
Mm.
But in other scenarios, see, if we'd started at 9:30 and they go, can you play for another hour? It's like, you gotta pay us.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like doing a reshoot. It's an extra set.
Yeah.
So,
although, do you know what? I mean, just take this particular example of you and I being here an hour earlier than we needed to be and all that sort of thing. You take that out of this specific occasion that we're sitting in the very room that we're going to be doing that I work in all the time.
Yeah.
But imagine it wasn't this. That's an hour out of our lives that we could have been doing something else. Perfectly within our rights to say, nah, we'll do what we plan to do. But in this industry, this particular industry, you actually can't do that. You can't be a prick.
You can't be a prick and expect to work next week.
You can't be a prick and expect to work next week. So, you know, like I'm saying, take this specific example out of it, but there are many, many occasions that you and I have been in a situation similar to this.
Yeah.
And you do just kind of say, yeah, right. So maybe that's what she did. She thought, fuck, if I'm the prick that says, no, you need to pay me, maybe I'll never get another job.
I mean, there's lots of, clearly there's an infinite amount of possibilities, but
sure.
I just got no issue with him going, hey, you want me to come? I'm doing like a Boston accent. Yeah, you want me to come back to work for 10 days? You can pay me.
Yeah.
I have shit to do. It's 150 grand a day. There you go, $1.5 million. I don't know how much he got paid. Yeah. Like, you know, all the rumours. But yeah, pay the guy. Pay him to show up for work again.
Should they then have said to her, Marky Mark's getting paid to come back?
There's other issues around that, given that there's a guy who works in the agency, I think that maybe both actors are represented by, and he's getting money and she's not, and the guy that's works in the agency has been accused of, you know, sexual misconduct as well. There's other things around it, but what I've, you know, I've read, and whether it's true or not, but no, I think it's any scenario like that. It's like you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reasons for not asking,
probably irrelevant.
Yeah, but really, are they?
Well,
for her?
No, not for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I would way more likely take her route, just going, yeah, sure, we'll just get it done. Yeah, no worries. I'm like that. Right. But I would have no, like, if it was you and I, and someone said, hey, will you do this? I'm like, yeah, sure. And you said, yeah, you got to pay me. And I found out you got paid and I didn't, I'd be like, well, I should have asked. Or actually, no, I got no issue with it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said I'd do it
different
for nothing.
Different situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a you and I thing. I don't mean because it's you and I, but I mean duo thing, we work together.
Sure. Completely different. You and I are, yeah, you, I mean, but in that scenario.
So that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. And we, you know, they're not best mates.
That's
and
right.
All that kind of stuff. But yeah. Yeah. They do a podcast together.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, certainly, I mean, you saying you think it's funny, the clickbait thing, that she gets painted out to be some sort of saint and he's, you know, getting the bad guy card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
dumb.
Yeah.
But that's how the news organisations work these days.
Well, I mean, most of the news organisations aren't news organisations, they're just people with blogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And
anyway.
Spelling.
That was just, yeah, it was an interesting thingamajig.
I've been flagging bits of crappy journalism on my Twitter feed and bits and pieces.
As in incorrect spelling and poor tenses and stuff like
that. Yeah, no, I mean, not many. Yeah, poor tenses and the wrong word, the wrong there, the wrong your, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Not spelling. I mean, spelling if it's blatant.
I might do one. I would do one for poor copy, like, you know, when you see a poster or an ad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of that going around.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, usually a crown.
Far out. That place is hilarious. Yeah, yeah. And it's... to me, it's unforgivable.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder about how much of it... Because I bring up this point about it because I did a Dom playing guitar performance video and I decided I was going to put the lyrics on the thing, right? And I did it late one night and, you know, I didn't read it enough. There was a couple of spelling mistakes. And I couldn't even say spelling properly. Mm-hmm. That was pronunciation mistakes too. And anyway, I put it up and went, ah, fuck, I'm just going to leave it there, whatever. Like, it actually ended up becoming a bit of a, like, ha-ha talking point. Like, probably people paid a bit more attention to it because, like, oh, let's see if I can find the spelling mistake.
Mm.
Now, I put it out there that I knew there were spelling mistakes. It's not like... So I wonder how often copy is put out with mistakes on purpose. Because it is a strategy. It is a strategy to get people's attention. Am I reading that right?
You're giving the examples I'm thinking of far too much credit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're simply mistakes. And when I say unforgivable, you're one guy and it's late at night and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're talking a poster at Crown, how many people must bloody look at that, sign off on it before it...
Yeah, that's a product of a new generation that doesn't know rules of spelling and grammar, getting a job as a marketer and... or a copywriter and
it's not good enough.
No, it's not. And then the people who sign off on it
and
are
the
same generation.
What I was going to say was, in the seven examples that I've posted in the last 2 weeks, six of them have come from Nine News.
Right. Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me. Different journalists, different names.
Maybe not different journalists at all. Yeah. Yeah.
But amazing. The one yesterday that I read where the journalist spelt word Q incorrectly.
No.
Someone took their Q and left the thing. And, yeah. So I hashtagged, was it a near Q or a far Q? With the wrong spelling.
Yeah.
To highlight the wrong spelling in the article.
So Q-U-E-U-E?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's funny.
I know, it's fast turnaround, blah, 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 we just got to get the news out there. But are there no checks? Is there no editorial process that goes into these things?
Well, it's interesting too that, I mean, surely that can be changed. Once it's out there, it can be changed. It's a dynamic website. They can do that stuff.
The loose weight 2018 flashing billboard that's at the gym across the road from my house is still there.
Does that mean
my Instagram post.
Does that mean they don't have to wait at all to join?
Wait like spelled correctly.
All right. <cool. laughs> All right. That's a shame.
Oh.
Yeah. Amazing. And it's still there.
I checked today.
Oh, fuck.
So they obviously don't look at their Instagram feed either.
Yeah, wow.
Or they don't care. Or they didn't realise what was wrong. Maybe they thought I was just getting a bit of free advertising.
Hey, I wish some of the original music venues around Melbourne took your style of approach to being efficient with their booking as you do. I can't speak, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I wasn't sure where I was going.
I've been trying to book some original, like an original space, original venue space for
a studio launch. Yeah, I saw on your calendar you had a date set aside for it.
And just, like, not getting in touch, not returning contact.
If I had my venue open by now, that would be great.
Yeah.
2 EPs time.
Yeah. Oh, that might be the end of the year. Yeah.
Oh, shit. 3 EPs time.
Yeah.
I'll have something ready for you.
Great.
Yeah. And it'll sound good.
Good.
I'll get an acoustic designer in to actually soak up some noise.
The number one way to make a room sound good is not have a bar in it.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a room that doesn't have a bar in it. Because I don't want some bar person just going...
Yeah, yeah.
Acoustic music. Throwing bottles in a bin.
That's dumb.
You know, no, and the only way to actually guarantee that that's not going to happen is if you have a room that doesn't have a bar in it.
Sure.
So.
Should just do it up here.
It has a bar in it.
But they don't have to serve.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know if it'd be big enough.
Oh, Mr. Popular.
No, I need enough of a floor space for the kids to roll around. You know when kids get bored and they just like start rolling around on the ground?
Actual kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, grown up kids.
Hey, we need to go.
Why?
We need to go and set up for our gig.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We've done a podcast.
We have.
Yeah. Mm. We need to do another one before we go away.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Mm. Nice.
I don't know how the hell we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Sunday?
We'll... Yeah, probably.
Okay, good.
Hey, thanks for listening, watching, being a part of our universe. Yeah.
Our private universe.
Well, you know, yes. And in general... universe. Isn't it interesting how we call it the universe, yet there's so much stuff in it? I mean, I know it's one. Next podcast. Dom.
Stephen Hawking.
Next podcast. Dom asked Matt to explain language.
Well, you did a fair bit of geopolitical work last week.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I was a bit confused last week.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
How many times did I lose my mind?
Four, I think.
Ah, that's good. Actually pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I say it's pretty good, I mean, like, it's not as many times as I would usually lose my mind in the course of any conversation I have with anyone.
So. Are you going to have a beer with me tonight?
No, I can't. I'm a mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have beer might fix that.
See ya next time. Bye. See you, well, now. What's that?
It's my Fight Like a Girl t-shirt.
I like it.
Yeah, it's my Wonder Woman t-shirt.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
I like it less so. All right, see you, dudes.